where the clergy lives, Father Wilson and myself, is called the rectory. For those who do not know the name, it's a house. It's the same thing, but we call it the rectory. And we live just across the street. I'm so grateful for that, especially for this aching-making thing going on. I don't have to drive. I just walk. It takes me 3 minutes to get here. I see there's still some empty spots here, I'm guessing, because there's still some people out there trying to find a parking spot. So we pray for them so that they may bear that cross patiently. Today, we have this beautiful gospel. Especially, it's inviting us to think about our faith, the wonderful gift that has been given to all of us as sons and daughters of a beautiful God. In today's world, it seems that there's no truth. There's no right or wrong. Whatever you think is right, so be it. If you can't pay for it and nobody watches, so be it. Very difficult to live by the imperative of the gospel, to live a life that Christ is asking us to live. It is very difficult to paint an image of Christ to the world when the world seems opposing the doctrines of the church. Especially as Jesus today's asking you and me individually, who do you say that I am? I think this is the mission for all of us, to start carving or painting an image of Jesus by the way we live our lives, so that we can share it with others, so that others can see Jesus in me. That is the challenge. And once again, especially in this world that seems to just not accept Christ, to do whatever is pleasing, it seems that there's no order. Everything is relative. But Jesus tells us today that there is a mission. There is a call to evangelization. There is a call to live a faith, the faith that he has given us, according to the gospel. Peter, today we hear that Peter, the problem was not that Peter was not believing. He believed, that's why he said, you are the Christ. But the problem was that Peter did not know what believing meant. That's the problem. He had faith, but he did not know that to believe in Christ means to take up the cross daily. That's why he was rebuking Jesus, because for him it was very difficult to see a Messiah who will be suffering so greatly. He could not take that. But again, the problem was not in believing, but to understand what faith is all about. What does it mean to believe? There is no resurrection without the cross, and there's no cross without resurrection. In just a few days, Tuesday, next week, we will be celebrating the exaltation of the Holy Cross. And what we celebrate as believers, as Christians, as Catholics, is that the cross, the Holy Cross, is the beautiful instrument of salvation in which Jesus gave his all for you and for me to bring us to himself. We did not just celebrate a piece of wood, but we celebrate this beautiful symbol that points to a reality that Jesus gave himself to give us salvation, to bring us to himself, to bring us to heaven. Faith is not just believing. It's that plus embracing the daily crosses, the daily sacrifices, the daily challenges, even the challenge of the cross of not being able to find a parking spot because we're going to blame Aiken Macon, which is a wonderful thing out there. The daily crosses of our lives, the cross that we bear each day because we believe. Because we believe there's meaning and purpose in that. This is what we celebrate. Jesus telling us, if you wish to be my disciple, If you wish to be a missionary disciple with the mission of the gospel that has been given to all of us, if you want to be that disciple that I need, it is not enough to say, I believe. It is not enough to say, I am a Catholic. We need to carry the daily cross. We need to remain faithful to the gospel. We need to defend life. Surrendering to our Lord even means to surrender our will, even some of the things that we cannot and just don't understand. Why is the church saying this? Because God is life. Surrendering our thoughts and opinions. With this, I'm not saying that we should not have our own opinions, of course not. But especially the things, the doctrines of the church that we know in regards to faith and morals. There is no negotiation there. We're all children of God. And God has been carried the cross for all of us to bring us to heaven, to bring us to himself, to give us salvation. So there's no negotiation there. He loves us all. And he wants to bring us to himself. What do we do today? With this beautiful gospel, we ask our Blessed Lady, this wonderful woman who believed, but her faith was expressed in action. As St. Paul tells us, faith without works is dead. What kind of works? Corporal works of mercy, the spiritual works, forgiving, showing mercy, correcting the ignorant, the error, defending life, going to confession, being charitable, carrying the works of the gospel, the imperative of the gospel to serve and to love. Our Blessed Mother did precisely that. Her faith was expressed in action. We just celebrated the 100th anniversary of the Legion of Mary, September the 7th, I believe. Yes, we have some legionaries here, yes. September the 7th. Today and tomorrow we are honoring this special celebration because with our Blessed Mother, we're able to remain faithful because she is the mother, she is the one that believed, and her faith once again was expressed in action. We need her help so that we may remain faithful, so that we may do everything that Jesus is asking us to do, not just 1%, or not just what I want to do, but surrendering myself to do his will, not my own. We go to Jesus through Mary, through this wonderful woman who knew, who knows how to get to her son, but just surrendering, but just saying, here I am. Today, we also remember all those men and women who died in the horrible attacks, terrorist attacks, 20 years ago. As we pray for all those who died, we ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen our faith so that we may continue to grow in charity, so that we may continue to pray for this nation, so that we may be able to bring Christ back to our schools, to our nation. Because he needs to be in charge. For that we ask for the grace so that we may be able to surrender and be obedient. So that firstly, may God be in charge of my life. And then I can be able to surrender everything else. As we approach this holy banquet, we ask for the graces that we need so that we may remain faithful. So that our faith may be expressed in action. So that in this way we can go out there and sometimes without saying anything, but just by the way we treat our brothers and sisters, they'll be able to paint a beautiful image of who the Messiah is. May God bless us all. Please stand. I believe in one God.